Tune in every Monday at 4 p.m. for House to Home with Beyond Borders and Stokely Murray as they share tips and guidelines on where and how to start your next project on luxury real estate, construction and renovation, and valuations and supplies. Beyond Borders, your escape to modern living.
Now, 4 o'clock it is. From House to Home, brought to you by Beyond Borders. Listen carefully, because within this segment, I'll be sharing some information with you. I'll be posing a question to all of you out there, and there will be a chance for you to win a ceiling fan. Compliments of Beyond Borders. Now, Trey ceilings feature a recessed portion in the middle that is inlaid from the perimeter of the ceiling to create an attractive aesthetic and enhance the ceiling line by creating variation in depth, color, lighting, etc. Now, Trey ceilings serve to provide a luxurious feel to the room and can become a unique focal point. Now, this type of ceiling architecture and design provides additional decor and finishing options, which can help the interior design achieve a greater impact. Now, I'm going to share with you some tips for decorating Trey ceilings to inspire you. Now, one tip will be to paint it in the same color as the walls for a cohesive look. Now, the variation in depth that is inherent to a tray ceiling is oftentimes all that is needed to create the desired aesthetic appeal. Now, depending on your chosen interior design style, less may be more, and painting the tray ceiling the same color as your walls can provide a cohesive and even minimalist look. Now, many times this option hits the mark and allows the tray ceiling to add something to the room without taking away from the other focal points and elements of the design. Now, statement ceilings like tray ceilings are one of the consistently popular home decor trends, and painting it in this way can be a great way of still making a statement without overwhelming the room. Also, another tip is to try a darker color than walls for something cozier. Now, if you wish to draw more attention to the tray ceiling, painting it in a different color than the walls can accomplish just that. Now, painting the ceiling darker than the walls can have the effect of making a living space feel cozier. Often, the color variation does not need to be drastic, and choosing a slightly dark color within the same color palette can work well. Now, other times, when the desire is to create the focal point with the ceiling, a richer color may be used. Now, be conscious of how the color will work with the rest of the room so that the desired effect is achieved. Now, although painting the ceiling a darker color can work well, it also is one of the don'ts when it comes to the do's and don'ts of painted ceilings, because it can come across as too heavy if it's not done well, or the ceiling is not high enough. Remind you, make sure that you are listening to us here for the next couple of minutes, because you will have a chance to win compliments of Beyond Borders right here.
Shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this too. Party people in the house, move.
All right, now 6 after the hour of 4 o'clock. The man of the moment is in studio. He made it here to share some information with us about, of course, From House to Home, the segment, that's what it's called, and Beyond Borders, they're on board. But today we're speaking about Trey Ceilings, right, sir?
Yes, please, Trey Ceilings.
Okay, your name again?
Michael Rawlings.
Okay, Michael, good to see you. Now, I shared some information already about the types of colors that will enhance the home with the Trey Ceilings, but give us some more tips. What other tips would you recommend for listeners out there?
Right. One of the tips I would recommend is that if you're going for a very elegant look, to hang a chandelier of your choosing from the Trey Ceiling. Mm-hmm. Trey Ceiling. It could go a number of places. People tend to put them in their bedroom. That's most common, but it could go in the living room, the kitchen, or hallways. It just depends on the look and feel that you're going for.
All right. So persons hearing you now, and I mentioned Trey Ceilings before, persons hearing you and they come to Beyond Borders or they go online to see what's at Beyond Borders, how will they be able to identify what Trey Ceilings are?
Okay, so a Trey Ceiling is, to put it very simple, right? Picture a lunch container.
Okay.
Yeah, and you take it and you turn it upside down. And mm-hmm. then you put it into a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you would have the outside of the middle a bit lower than how the inside would be.
Okay. So many homes have Trey Ceilings already, but persons probably would not know that are called Trey Ceilings, correct?
Yeah, correct.
All right. Okay. So share some more information. What other tips you will have for persons out there? Encourage them to get these Trey Ceilings.
Okay. So it's something that's not commonly used. So okay. Across Barbados, you would find that a lot of things are the same from in, right out to the outside of the houses. If you have something like a Trey Ceiling, then you would have something that is not seen too many other places.
Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, give us some more examples.
Right, let me see.
You're the professional, so I'm learning from you as well, too.
All right, so if you are looking for something that can add value to your home,
right,
or makes your space look that much bigger, you would add a Trey Ceiling.
Okay. So it's about creating space and maximizing the space Trey Ceilings lend to that as well. Okay. So I'm seeing here that they're great to use. It's good to use lighting around the perimeter of these Trey Ceilings. You could tell us why?
Yeah, it's just all with adding to the look of your space, creating a unique space that suits you as an individual.
Yeah, because I'm seeing here, lighting is one of the many things to consider when choosing Trey Ceilings in your custom home design. Now, the right lighting around the perimeter of the Trey Ceiling is a great way to enhance the features of the home itself.
Yeah,
that's true? You would vouch for that, right?
Yeah, I would vouch for that.
So I want you to call us up, actually. Yes, you know you could call us up at 434-2328. Ask them a question, Michael. Ask them a question. They're winning themselves a ceiling fan today. So what? I have a question for them.
Yeah, what do you have in mind?
You go first.
You could tell us what.
What? You have a question? You want me to go for my question?
Where is the number one place you would put a...
No, you're not doing that. You're not giving us such an easy question.
All right, easy question. All right, let's go with yours. Yours may be a bit more difficult.
Man, they have to be listening. So I told them they had to be listening to the segment. So all you have to do is call us up at 434-2328. If you take too long in calling, you WhatsApp us at 262-1041. But we're taking a call first. Give us two tips. Two tips on, of course, enhancing your home and the reasons why you'll be using your Trey Ceilings in your home. So two tips on enhancing your home and the use of Trey Ceilings. So call us up at 434-2328 and a ceiling fan could be yours. Hey, caller, good afternoon. How are you?
Good evening.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Share some tips with us. Go ahead.
Okay. I am currently renovating my home, and one of the things I'm looking for is to maximize my space and as well as coloring. So I know dark colors is usually make, you know, everything look smaller. So one of the things that I'm looking at, especially in the bedroom, is to have a nice subtle color, a nice color where it makes the bedroom look spacious. And another thing that I'm doing as well too is lighting. I want to have as much lighting as I can, not bright, you know, contrasting lighting in the bedroom and in the living room as well.
Okay, you sound like a real expert, Michael. She sounds good. Excellent. So you've won yourself the ceiling fan. Congratulations to you. And just hold on for 1 minute. I'll be chatting you off air and I want to get the information from you so you can make sure you could get your ceiling fan, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, just hold on 1 minute. All right. That's great information there. Go ahead, you were saying something?
I felt as if she was asking a question about the colors for her bedroom.
Well, you're giving her advice. Well, give her some advice on what colors she should be looking at.
Personally, I would advise a white or a cement gray. Mm-hmm. That will make the space look a bit lighter and brighter.
All right. Excellent. All right. So you stay on the line, caller. Michael, I want to thank you so much for coming through. And once again, we were having a chat in another segment of From House to Home. And we dealt with tray ceilings. And we thank you again, Beyond Borders, for coming on board. Michael, be good. Have a good one, champ. All right. We're coming back.
Tune in every Monday at 4 p.m. for House to Home with Beyond Borders and Stokely Murray as they share tips and guidelines on where and how to start your next project on luxury real estate, construction and renovation, and valuations and supplies. Beyond Borders, your escape to modern living.